USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Seattle receives a year's worth of snow in one day. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says it's the second most snow recorded in the area in a day for the past 20 years, and more is still to come.
We had quite a bit of snow over Seattle last night into this morning. Strong area of low pressure just offshore, which brought in quite a bit of cold air, lowered the snow levels pretty much down to sea level over there. In and around Seattle, 6 to 8 inches of snow has fallen.
The governor declared a state of emergency even before the snow arrived. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren joined several other Democrats with high hopes of taking over the White House in 2020.
We can't afford just to tinker around the edges, a tax credit here, a regulation there. Our fight is for big structural change.
Warren has spent the past decade in the national spotlight, first emerging as a consumer activist. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is no longer the chair of the Democratic Lieutenant Governors Association. That group announced late on Friday night that Fairfax was out as chair and that his role would be filled by Bethany Hall Long of Delaware and Cyrus Habib of Washington. They did not say whether Fairfax stepped down on his own accord or if he was forced out. Fairfax was chair starting in August of 2018. Now that a second woman has come forward to accuse Fairfax of sexual assault, Democratic delegate Patrick Hope says Fairfax must resign from office.
As the father of three young girls, cannot stand by silently while the lieutenant governor is facing multiple credible allegations of sexual assault.
Democrats in Virginia's state house and Senate also are calling for the lieutenant governor to resign. Another government shutdown is less than a week away, and Republicans and Democrats are still trading proposals. Earlier this week, it was at the staff level, then at the subcommittee chair level, and now it's at the highest level. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
During a House Judiciary Committee hearing, Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee had a tense back and forth with Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, telling him that mocking the proceedings was not acceptable. Jackson Lee on CNN talking about Whitaker's demeanor during the hearing.
It was evident that he did not come with any intention to openly and fairly respond to questions asked by members of the Judiciary Committee.
After Democratic House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff announced there would be an investigation beyond Russia into whether President Trump's financial interests are driving his actions, President Trump slammed Schiff, saying he has no basis to do that. Democratic Congressman and Intelligence Committee member Denny Heck discussed the issue during a CNN interview.
One of the things that Chairman Schiff, the new chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has indicated he would like to see are some of the records from Deutsche Bank and the president's involvement there. That there was a point in time when American banks basically would not touch the president, and he had to go to Deutsche Bank in order to receive financing. We also know that Deutsche Bank has been under some withering criticism and allegation that they laundered money for the Russians.
A new study published in the journal Cell says by manipulating the hormones that make mosquitoes feel full, the insects lose interest in human blood, thereby cutting back on mosquito bites. By giving mosquitoes a saline solution containing drugs that act like a diet pill, they found the insects' appetite and attraction to humans dropped sharply. The study's still in its early stages. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.